6.06 on RTE 2FM with Griffith College. GCD.ie for whatever career you choose. Griffith College, who do you want to be?
Now the time has come to talk to Sandra Cleary, our home economics teacher. Sandra, good evening to you.
Good evening, Evelyn. How are you?
Very good. Now, lots of questions coming in for you already, but let's start with you.
I can imagine. Yeah. Huge course.
A lot of it being, what can I leave out? So again, you don't have an advanced copy of next.
Unfortunately not. I would charge well if I did.
I know. Wouldn't we all? So let's start with you then and your own views on looking at this paper, this vast course that people are trying to tackle. Just talk us through the time frame in your view.
Well, it's the fourth year of the new syllabus, so there is a pattern developing, which is good news. The written paper that both ordinary and higher level students are going to sit is worth 80% because the journal is gone. Those taking the textile option, it's only going to be worth 70%. Both levels, it's a 2.5 hour paper and it's divided into three sections. Now, section A is divided up into 12 short questions and students have to answer 10 of the 12. Each one is worth 6 marks. And what students should be aware of, which not all are, that 8 out of those 12 are guaranteed to be from the food studies course. Then section B, you've got 4 questions. You've got one long question one, which is obligatory, and then you've got 4 other questions and you have to answer 2. Now, the first question is 80 marks. It's worth 20% of your overall home ec grade. And then the other 2 out of 4 questions are worth 50 marks each. Then you've got the section C, which is the elective. That's worth 20% of your overall grade. And there are 3 options there. Now, very few students take the textile options because, as we just mentioned there, their paper is only worth 70% because 10% is a garment they had to make and no one has time, really, to be doing that. And then the other 2 most popular ones are social studies elective or the home design and management. And there are about 8 or 9 topics, depending on which option you go for, and you really can't leave any of the topics out on the elective. But I do think you can start reducing, a lovely word for home ec students at this stage, you can actually start zoning in on areas because, as I said, a pattern is developing. Nothing set in stone.
No, health warning written all over it. But go on.
Absolutely. Well, say we go to section B, unlike other subjects, you know, where you would follow the section A, B and C and go in that order. Personally speaking, I would answer the question one, section B, the long question, 80 mark one first. Now, over the last 3 years, we've seen that every year there will be a table or a chart. It could be a pie chart. It could be a table with statistics. And basically, part A of this question, students will have to analyse the chart. And it's very, very important that whatever is on that chart, whether it be percentages or whatever, you must refer to those in your answer. So no one can prepare you for part A. It's going to be applied information. Then the next 2 to 3 parts will be probably from a nutrient, and then the remaining 2 parts will be interrelated topics. So without predicting, because it cannot be done, lipids has not been up yet.
I knew you were going to say lipids.
Did you?
You love that word. Every year you go on about the lipids. You're mad for the lipids, Sandra.
Yeah, I know, but protein came last year, Evelyn. We mentioned that with me.
Did Nauru come up last year that nearly cobbled us, or was it the year before?
Oh, that was the year before. They were too dramatic over that. lipids, possibly, again, we're waiting for it.
Dear God, let the lipids go.
Or heart, linked with heart disease. folic acid, very topical, linked maybe with cereals, and then other B vitamins as well, but particularly folic acid, vitamin C, vitamin A with fruit and veg and iron. That would be the main areas for question one and section B. Just to be aware, as I say, there is a chart or table, and don't have a panic attack when you go in because it's something you won't have seen before. The other 4 questions then, question 2 is guaranteed from food studies. Question 3 can swing either way. It could be food or it could be from the consumer section. Question 4 is definitely going to be from the consumer studies area, which would cover consumer studies, textiles, the fridge possibly. And then question 5, it looks like might be, because it has been the last 3 years, a social studies question. Topics like marriage, capital acquisition tax, Could be linked in there with wills and maybe pre-marriage courses, causes of marital breakdown. Now, students should be aware those last two questions I've just mentioned there. A mistake that students are doing is that they're looking at their texts, which are a little bit outdated. Say for the small claims court, which is a possibility on the consumer studies question four this year, students should be aware that it has been raised to €2,000 since March 2006, and the fee to go to the small claims court has been raised to €15, which are incorrect in all the textbooks.
Okay,
so
it used to be 600-700, was it? Right?
It was about 1,200, okay. So it's gone up now to €2,000 and the fee is 15. And the other thing for question five is to be aware of capital acquisitions tax or inheritance tax. If you're left money in a will, that those figures have changed. Without boring non-home economics people, if a parent left you money, they can
No,
leave.
Everybody's fascinated by this topic, in fairness. It applies to everybody. Where there's a will, there's a relative. Isn't that what they say?
I'm sure your nose is growing there quickly.
Not at all. This is probably the most relevant of all of them.
But
how much do I get?
How much your mummy can leave you,
yeah,
or your
exactly,
daddy can
yeah.
leave you, €478,155 before you're taxed at 20%. Then you can, your brother or sister can leave you 47,815. Just go back a decimal place there if you've noticed. I'm sure you have taken
it
all there.
Scribbling it down
and
here.
Then any non-relative, the threshold is 23,908. But they're just two possibilities, small claims court, and to note the figure is wrong, and the capital acquisition tax if wills comes up with marriage. Now, when you talk about marriage, you're talking about the laws relating to making an Irish marriage valid, and look at the cultural obligations, how they differ from one culture to another. Like age of marriage is different between Ireland and, say, an African country, and the number of partners, unfortunately, is different between Ireland and another country. And the third one there would be... what's the third one? Age, a choice of partner. We marry for love, others may not. See what you're missing,
that's
Evelyn. It's
fairly
this fabulous subject.
It is a fabulous subject. Now, I'm going to start running questions by you, Sandra, if that's okay. And you are at a slight disadvantage because you're not getting a preview of them. But I'll try not to trip you up too much. Okay, in home economics, should all percentage boxes be learned? For example, percentages in meat, fish, eggs, etc.
You could spend days learning those. No, they don't, because what you should be aware of, say, for example, what that student is referring to is the nutritive value of a food. And basically, if you're asked the nutritive value of any food, you list four of the nutrients, the main nutrients in the food, like protein, lipid, carbohydrate, vitamins. And once you give about 2 points on each one, say, for example, about protein, you could talk about the type of protein, maybe name the proteins, and... please don't make up percentages. You underestimate the corrector. You're better off saying a small percentage of protein or a high percentage rather than waffling on and making it up. Now, there will be some students, I know one or two of them, I hope, who could actually list them. But it's not necessary.
At
you
this
know,
stage, when we're this
yeah,
close.
They might use the percentage as one of their points, but you can use something else to write about on your nutrient.
Home economics, higher leaving cert student here. How many household appliances do I need to study? Am I okay with just the fridge and the microwave? I'm so bad at finance. Am I okay without it? Okay, two parts of that question.
Right, the appliances come from household technology, which could be that question four linked in with a consumer studies part of a question at the tail end. The microwave oven was asked in 2005. It is very unlikely to come up in a long question this year. So I wouldn't worry about the microwave oven as a main question. The fridge, however, that student has mentioned is very topical this year in that question four.
Can fridges be topical?
I know, fridge is very topical.
We're all talking about the fridges.
And the other thing there is I would also look over an appliance based on a motor because the first year of the Leaving Cert in 2004, they asked about an appliance based on a heating element. So the two main ones there would be the fridge or freezer, whichever you've chosen to learn, and one appliance of your choice that is based on the principle of a motor.
Okay.
With regard to finance, as we mentioned earlier, there are four four 50-mark questions after the 80-mark question one. You have to do two out of four. So if you've everything else fairly well covered, you could get away with finance because it's two out of four.
Okay.
It's not going to come up in more than one of the 50 markers.
Okay, James texted in a question for Leaving Cert Home Economics. What advice can you give me regarding RDAs and chemical structures for higher levels? Sandra, I'm sorry to this to you, but just as quickly
not
as
at
you
all.
Can.
Yeah. RDAs, they must be learned, particularly for B vitamins like folic acid, vitamin A, vitamin C. They must be learned. They're worth anywhere between 4 to 6 marks. 4 marks equals 1% of the whole paper. The other part of that question he mentioned there was, I missed it. RDAs
and chemical structures.
Chemical structure I would learn for lipids because protein was asked last year, the chemical structure, and the year before in 2005 they asked about carbohydrate, so particularly lipid.
I know, and Kate here is saying, I know you haven't got a copy of the paper, but what do you think will come up for question one in home economics?
We said folic acid as well, and other B vitamins, iron,
we like lipids
vitamin
more
C and vitamin A, but we never know, we might be lucky this year.
Keep his fingers crossed. Home economics for question one, section B, fats and oils hasn't come up yet. Do you think it would be a good one to revise? Also, sorry, Sandra, microbiology, marriage and textiles, do you think that they might come up?
Textiles definitely is a major possibility. That could be a question three or a question four. The other thing there, marriage could be question five. We mentioned that earlier, linked with laws. And there was fats and oils. That would
hasn't come up yet, they say.
It's integrated. Question one is an integrated question, so you won't just get lipids on their own. You would have maybe the manufacture of margarine or cooking oil, which is from fats and oils, and you learn heart disease and functional foods with that as well, like Benecol spread, Flora Proactive. And can I say one thing?
Please.
Read in terms of marks. One major downfall, you were talking about downfalls earlier, is not giving enough detail. 4 marks is 1% of your paper, and be very careful. Some students highlight the word, say list, and they list, say it's 15 marks, that's 5 by 3. You'll get maybe 1 or 2 marks for the keyword, but you must elaborate. It's quite different from list and 5 marks. It's like 5 one-liners. So highlight the key term, whether it's list, enumerate, etc., but you also need to highlight the marks. So, you know, if 1 point is 5 marks, you obviously have to write a lot of information because it's worth more than 1% of your overall grade.
Okay, I have 2 final yes and no's for you. For home economics, will there always be 1 long question on resource management and 1 on social studies?
It's not written in stone. There should be a question on social studies going by the past 3 years on question 5, and you can't zone in on one word, resource management. Question 4 is consumer studies / resource management / textiles /
so you can't just pick one part out of that and assume you're covered.
Resource management out of that area came up last year. It is not likely to be question 4 this year. The other ones would be the appliances, textiles, and definitely go over your consumer studies, particularly the statutory consumer protection agencies, and including small claims court and know your figures, €2,015.
In home economics, is it true that what is examined in the journal can't be examined in the written, such as preservation?
Absolutely not. That's not written anywhere. The written paper can be from any aspect of the course.
Okay. Sandra Cleary from the Institute of Education here in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Evelyn. Good luck.
Take care.
6:06 on RTE 2FM with Griffith College. GCD.ie for whatever career you choose. Griffith College. Who do you want to be?